Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For 300 years, Enoch walked with God, and God just took Enoch home with him to heaven. Of course, you heard this before, commentators write in all their books that Enoch was and God were just talking one day, just walking, went for a long walk. And at the end of the evening, God told Enoch, "Enoch, we're closer to my home than your home, so let's just go home with me." You know, whether it happened, like, I don't know, you know. But anyway, for sure, Enoch went to heaven. He didn't go into paradise where Abraham and all the rest were. I want you to get the difference. He went to heaven. He was translated. I'm going to leave that one alone and let your... I was going to talk about two witnesses and other things, but I'm going to leave that one alone. We'll talk about that some other time. You know, talk about the two witnesses. This is, yes, this is Revelation. Just so you know, I don't believe Enoch was one of the two witnesses. I think it was Moses and Elijah, but that's for another day. Enoch had a walk of faith, and he pleased God. Why did he please God? Because of verse number 6. Because without faith, it's impossible. Notice the Bible does not say without faith, it's difficult to please God, or it's pretty hard to please God. No, the word is, it's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We see that's why they came together. In verse number 5, he had this testimony that he pleased God, and the thought does not stop. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Paul wrote in Romans 14:23, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." For whatsoever is not of faith, it's sin. We are saved by faith, and we walk by faith. Paul also wrote this, "For we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith." So without faith, it's totally impossible to please God. Anything outside of faith, the Bible tells us, it's sin. That's when we start doing it our ways. Remember Cain and Abel. By faith, Abel. He came by faith. Cain said, "Hey, I can do this on my own. I can do the works, and it's a beautiful heart in my own hands." And God did not accept Cain's offer. Why? Because without faith, it's absolutely impossible to please God. "Well, I can try." Well, you can try all you want. You can work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. Where that come from, I have no idea. But anyway, the thought is you can work and work and work, and still it's not acceptable to God. It's by faith. Let me take it a little bit farther, okay? Anything apart from faith is a stench in the nostrils of God because of the sacrifice that his son made on Calvary. If we don't accept that sacrifice and we think we're going to do it our way, the judgment, the wrath of God falls on those people who does it their way, because they rejected the gift. So the wrath of God falls upon them. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. This is an unbeliever or a believer. An unbeliever who comes to God must believe that he is God. Are you following? So for an unbeliever to believe, he must believe that he is God. How is that possible? Again, we get back to faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall they believe if they don't have a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent? All that, remember that in Romans chapter number 10? Yeah, chapter number 10, okay? Faith cometh by hearing. So he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Whoever you are, as an unbeliever, you must come to God believing that he's God, that Jesus Christ is God, very God. There's so much we could say there. And as a believer, you must come to God believing that he is God. And it adds a little bit more there. And that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word diligently literally means that they an intense dedication, desire in their life to seek him, to know who God really is. Let that sink in. He's rewarder of them that diligently seek him. These aren't ones who just kind of Sunday morning glory, I'm talking about. You know, this ain't y'all because y'all are here for Sunday school. And I ain't picking on anybody. Don't come to Sunday school. But you just kind of in general terms, you know. well, they're just Sunday morning glories and they don't think no more about the Lord the rest of the week. These aren't the people who diligently desire to seek Him, to know who He really is. There's a promise of reward to those who faithfully follow Christ. A reward. Now, remember, I didn't write this. Let me read it again. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Two things, and I'm going to close here. Salvation is not a reward. Salvation is a gift. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation, it's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. What's the gift of God? That salvation. It's a gift of God. It's not a reward. Because he goes on to say, it's not a works. Salvation is not a works. Lest any man should boast or any man should brag about it. Are you following? Let me go a little bit farther. Okay. If you were a Calvinist, and we're not Calvinists, they would tell you that that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that in ourselves, it is a gift of God. A Calvinist would tell you the gift is faith. In other words, God gives you that faith to believe. That's what they would say. No, not even the Greek. I'm not a Greek scholar, but Greek bears this out about the thing. But even the context would not allow that. It's talking about salvation, not faith. For faith is the vehicle in which we're saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not faith, salvation. Not a works. Again, not faith, but salvation. Lest any man should boast. Man, look what I did from attain my salvation. Well, no. You came by the grace of God through faith. I read something again this week. I did, again, a lot of reading. You ever heard of John Piper? You ever heard of John MacArthur? I actually read what they actually said, that you have to be born again before you could be saved. They teach that. You have to be born again. God has to save you in order for you to be saved, before you can call upon Him. Are y'all following? God has to do that work in your life to save you, to bring you to life, in order for you to call on His name to be saved. Well, I thought you're already saved. No, you ain't saved till you call on His name. It's insane to even think that. But anyway, we see that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Okay, so number one, salvation is a gift, it's not a reward. However, we are rewarded for our faithful service. Amen. There's many, 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 many people who are going to go to heaven, and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, they will be saved yet so as by fire. In other words, they have no rewards, they have nothing earned. They're going to heaven because of the grace of God. Following? But He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Those who really desire to know who Christ is. He's more than just our Savior. He's more than just somebody who's sitting at the right-hand throne of God interceding for us. He's personal. That same God in heaven is the same God who resides in... Do you understand it, preacher? Not really. Who could understand the triunity of the Godhead? But I know He's within me. God in you, and you, and He is a rewarder of those who faithfully seek Him. God, just as God rewarded Enoch, He will reward those who faithfully walk with Him in spite of the circumstances. And I'm going to close this. Enoch lived in a wicked world. I wanted to read in Jude. In the book of Jude, it talks about Abel. It talks about Enoch there in the book of Jude. Enoch lived in a wicked world. And he said, the Lord's coming with 10,000 of His saints to judge this world. It was an evil time during Enoch, but yet, in spite of the circumstances, Enoch walked with God. And there is a reward for the faithful living in this life and in the life to come. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Without faith, it's impossible. Our Father, we thank You for Your word, or for the truth of Scripture. Lord, we thank You for Jesus, who makes all this possible, for what He did for us. Lord, we know that salvation is not of ourselves. It's a gift, not of works. Lest any man should... There's nothing we could do to get our salvation. There's nothing we can do to lose it. We thank You for eternal life. Lord, may we stay faithful to You and serve You till You come for us or call us home. And we pray, amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.